Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos. Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your spirit expand to a wider, infinitively wide as the universe, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. The bow of the Dharmakara, the bow 44, is when if I reach the Buddhahood, all Bodhisattva in other land, other world, listen to my name and fully joyful and start dancing and practice the fulfilled practice of the Bodhisattva. If not, I would not and fulfill the Bodhisattva and enough to get full of merit. If not, I would not gain enlightenment. Well, this is interesting. In a Buddhist sutra, you find often these words comes up. The joyful, fully joyful, you start dancing. And actually, this is how the Nembutsu dance, the Nembutsu mantra chanting dance has started. The Nembutsu dance who has started was Laban and Kuya, and he was chanting and dancing, and then traveled all around Japan, and after that another saint called Ippen appeared in history. His name Ippen come from the word one time. What this means? This means that if you chant to the name of Amida Buddha, yes, the name of Amida Buddha is the result of the Dharmakara. Dharmakara transformed to Amida Buddha. Anyway, so once you chant the name of Amida Buddha, then you reach to, you reverse to a pure land, which is heaven in Buddhist expression. I mean, Buddhism has heavenly realms, but and the pure land is the deep, higher than the heaven, actually. I think in Christianity, the number seventh heaven, really high. Well, anyway, so what he has done is that he wrote the mantra of Namu Amida, and he gave it to the people with his journey. He all around Japan, he traveled and then chant and pass the people the card, the paper which is written Namu Amida, the mantra of the Amida Buddha, and they read it Namu Amida one time when they receive the card, and that one time we gave them the seed to subconsciousness, and they reverse to pure land. That is the concept of the Ippen. And then he started sharing the Nembutsu dance. And with a group of people, so many people together danced with Nembutsu and became a big movement, and even this became the source of the Japanese culture, the famous kabuki, this Japanese dance, from the this temple dance. And also every year in the summer, people, there's a few days that the ancestor spirit comes back from the another spiritual world to the family, and then they have the festival and they dance. This is from the, they don't call it Nembutsu dance now, but this is actually from the Nembutsu dance. Is this really happening? That feeling like I want to start dance, so much joyful springs out. The meaning was written here. The listen, the name, it means that the source of the existence springs out. Source of existence is a great spirit of the universe, but the source of existence is a joy. It's a joyfulness. Does it ever happen that such a state, the full of joy? Actually, it happens unexpectedly. It happens that the joy starts, springs out, cannot stop, and feel like want to dance. This happens actually. And you realize in that moment, oh, the source of myself is what a joy. And it's one big, big aspect of the great spirit of the universe. And this joyfulness is when the joyfulness springs out, actually, and there's no reason, nothing happened, external world, but it just appears from deep inside of yourself. And once this, you made this connection, which means between your source and your conscious, the source, the joyful aspect of your subconscious, which is connecting with the great spirit of the universe and your conscious, then all the time, in some level, either smaller or bigger, but some level, there's always something slightly springing out as a fountain. Or so when what has happened, it happens like this, that because that something slightly all the time, some joy are springing out. So when you see somebody, subconsciously you send them this energy to other people, to their heart, and this reflects you back. If that person is flexible and open enough. Some people are not, but because they are too much solid by the society. There are people who respond to your joy because you're sending out without purpose, and they responded unconsciously, and then you reflect back to you unconsciously. It's kind of a key energy communication happens, and you start feeling more joy because of this. Anyway, it is to connect to the source of yourself, discover the source of yourself. This is the meaning of a name. Listen to my name. You listen to whisper. It's all the time whispering. You're trying to spring out from your deep inside of yourself. May you connect, let your joyfulness springs out from the deep deepest level of yourself, as the source of yourself, and may your heart all the time sending out the joyfulness to the world, to other people and to the world. And that is the meaning, that you'll be fulfilled with the merit. May you fulfilled with a joyful merit.